Suez Canal and started sinking ships in the Suez Canal. And the French and the British said, this cannot be, and we're going to go in and we're going to invade. And the Americans said, no, stay out of this, it's their problem. The British and the French went in anyhow and invaded. And the Americans pleaded with them, and the British and the French again said, oh, sorry, we don't care. What the Americans did, in fact, what Eisenhower did very smartly is he went to his treasurer, Secretary of the Treasury, and said, oh, here's what I'd like you to do. Just go out and start selling our British and French bonds that we're holding at a discount. And they will never again be able to raise another dime on the open market because we'll be selling ours at a discount. Within a week, the British and the French left the Suez Canal. Now imagine a scenario in the not-too-distant future, and I'm serious about this, where people are beginning to now say, America, you're an irresponsible country. Your debt, the dollar and Moody's is downgrading American debt. I mean, whoever believed that would happen. But imagine next month our friends, the Chinese or the Russians or the Japanese or whomever, suddenly decide, well, we're not going to buy as much of the debt that we'd like. The stock market